You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Alex.
Hey, guys.
Are we going to tell everyone how you just popped a Chi and it basically sounded like a cannon and then hit the ceiling fan, like at high speed? It probably made a dent, yeah.
I'm looking for a dent.
I tell you
that's
what.
That's the, like, it's more than just a release of shh anymore.
They might have to rename it Kaboom. Yeah, yeah. Like, onomatopoeia, let's do it proper.
It's the second time that's happened up here.
It has.
It's just blowing straight off the top of the bottle.
So yeah. There you go. Chi is obviously so natural. When you travel with it, all the enzymes and the molecular structure, it upsets it, John. Something, something.
Great theory. Great theory.
All right, let's moving right along. first drink I'm making today is the at-home version, just in case someone brings a bottle of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey around to the flat instead of gin.
God, it smells good, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty yummy. There's a couple honey whiskeys available now.
It just means it's got lots of sugar. Let's be super honest. And bourbon already has a lot
sweet.
Of sugar, right?
Yeah, it's very sweet. It's in my mind, it's like an attempt to get more younger and female persuasion people to drink bourbon.
It's the RTD of bourbon.
It is a bit, but you can do awesome things with it. Mm-hmm. So
responsibly.
Exactly. I try not to discount a booze until I've tried it in a couple drinks. So what I've done today for the easy at home is you get your bottle of Jack Daniels, you pour a glug into a glass full of ice with a rosemary stem in it, and then you top it up with Chi, and then you squeeze in a couple wedges of lemon.
See, I'm more of a damn something until someone proves me wrong kind of guy.
That is very straightforward.
It is simple, and I think you'll find it's the Chi just brings out all the flavors. It's awesome.
Nice Beetlejuice straws as well.
Hey, yeah, they can see those. I've already put that one up live.
It's in a tall glass.
Yeah,
it's talking to me. It's saying nice things.
Yeah, yeah. It is on the sweeter side.
Yes, I like that.
But the Chi herbalness actually like brings it into alignment, and then the fresh rosemary just sets it all off.
Rosemary's great, eh?
Yeah.
The rosemary's really good with the supermoon, I think.
Man, so this definitely is a supermoon number.
Does it have a name?
Nah, not yet. I'm going to call it something about summer, I think.
You're right. Let's call it the supermoon. Agreed.
I get the supermoon. All right, hashtag supermoon. That'll get it super popular.
Ubermoon.
So that's one for the listeners at home. And what are you organizing for the bar?
So on a slightly more... Well, people could make this at home if they were willing to trek out and get the different ingredients. So it's Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey, Genipe, which is a French spiced liqueur. Sort of, I hate to put it in the same category, but it's similar to Jägermeister
But it's not that color.
Yes!
It's like a nice clear color.
Yeah.
So it's an aperitif?
It's an aperitif, and it was probably used for coughs and stuff in the Alps.
Oh, wow.
But it's, yeah.
Probably used for open wounds as well. It may also have been used to ward off yetis.
I'm not sure if Big Hungry would remember this, but many years ago, we went up to the Lee Sawmill to watch an Emerald City and the Vales play. And things got out of hand, and everything had shut up shop. And all we had left was a bottle of homemade Jägermeister that someone had gifted to me.
Is this the one where the lead singer from the Vales is crying after a lot of the song?
I can't remember.
And maybe. I just thought it was real funny, and so he's crying and I was laughing, and it was a horrible combo.
I don't know if that was true.
No, but I was pretty lit. It was no one's fault.
This is funky.
Ooh, that's a really... it's getting yellower. That's good.
Have you put this... have you put the whatever's inside this bottle inside it?
No.
That came...
Everyone thinks it's a ship now, mate. Or a message.
Some sort of, like, twig?
Yeah.
Well, that's the...
So I think it's a wild thyme or something that's in there. So it's 45 mils of the Jack Daniels, 15 mils of...
Genipe.
15 mils of lemon
Where's
juice.
The lid, John?
And then what I've done with the Chi is I've taken two bottles of Chi, reduced it down in half using the pink peppercorns.
What?
This one? To make a sugar syrup, yeah.
Oh, you're using the Chi in ways now?
In ways, yeah.
This
so I've made it into a syrup.
with peppercorn. What?
Those pink peppercorns I used in last week's cocktail?
No.
Yeah.
The fact that the cheese fizzy, did it give you any trouble when you're reducing it down?
All of that, like, goes away.
Right.
Very quickly.
When, can you get cheese that's not fizzy?
No.
This is a question we should be directing
to. I could probably ask them to just give me the syrup before it's carbonated.
That might be something they could look into, actually. Maybe like,
for bars.
Reduce the water out of it. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
I can definitely see the difference.
I can definitely see your pinky poking out when you drink it.
You know, this is, you can tell the difference between an at-home job and, hey, this is a professional bartender job.
It's a bit more girthy, a bit thicker, a bit more of a swamp look.
I'm kind of forgetting about that other drink right now.
The poor Supermoon. I can't believe you forget about that.
Supermoon, because it's a tall drink. It's a big drink. This is more of
both
like
are good. Both are good, but this one's great. Mm,
and then I put rosemary on top, again, just to bring it through, you know? I'm using the same chi, except I've messed with it. Basically the same ingredients, except using the genepe, which will bring the, like, herbal flavor of the chi through, and then the Jack Daniel's honey is the base.
New Zealand has the best rosemary around, I reckon.
After last week, I was like, there's no way you can beat that Silver Beach drink.
Yeah.
I was like, this can't be.
I got into the finals. I'm through to the top six.
And so what happens next week, it'll be a tank.
On the
get it from tank. You just ask for that drink that you made. And
On the 28th, I'm competing at a bar called Pineapple in Parnell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to wear a suit or something?
Yeah. No.
Good.
Apparently they have a dress code.
Yeah, dress like Tom Cruise, but.
I think Bill Murray would be more my style, to be honest. Yeah. What did you want to drink? Tequila? Yep. Good.
This is a home run. What's this one called? You just told everyone what's in today. It's bloody good.
Yeah. So it's the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey, the Chenepe, lemon juice, and then the double reduced chi with the pink peppercorns.
The home job is good too. The Supermoon's great as well.
Don't forget about the Supermoon, by the way.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
What does Beetlejuice have to... Oh, the straws.
The straws.
I lost.
Don't you like the arms? You know?
Yeah. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Good thing about paper straws, it's like you've been nursing this for too long if the straw collapses.
Exactly. I'm trying to be sustainable. We're going to source some metal straws that can go through the dishwasher.
Right. Wow.
To get rid of paper. Plastic, and we'll use paper for the quantity stuff, so they can go into compost. Should be good.
Can you get like one extra metal straw? I would like one. I'll give you cash money.
All right.
Okay. So Alex, run us through this week's festivities at Red Bar, and what are you cooking?
Oh yeah, I'm doing nachos for the first time ever at the bar. Not the American nachos that everyone believes are what nachos are. It's more a bean dip. So
busting
it's
the myth.
Black refried beans that are quite heavily spiced, with fresh cheese stirred through it, then a fresh salsa on top and cheese melted. So it's vegetarian, not vegan. Sorry guys. Served with corn chips and hot sauce. What's happening this weekend? Tonight we've actually got Alan Perrow playing, who plays Vinyl Only, sort of rock from the like surf rock.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Actually, very cool. So I'm looking forward to that. He plays at Golden Dawn as well, and we've had a long, long relationship of enjoying his music. Tomorrow night we've got a whole bunch of house DJs playing. I can't remember who exactly is playing. People, if you want to come
DJs,
for a boogie,
great times.
Yeah, all weekend is deep tech, I'm pretty sure, which should be good. Especially mixing it up after having some drum and bass and stuff last week.
So. Hey, sorry, I just thought this is on point. Someone's saying not as fancy as this beverage, but Jägermeister and chi is killer on a hot summer's day. Would highly recommend.
We should totally give it a go.
Yeah, is that kind of like a bomb scenario? I guess you just have your cup of chi and you just drop your Jäger in there and.
Let's go for it. Actually, maybe that's what we do for like one of the missions in between Christmas and New Year's, because we'll have to do pre-records again, won't we?
Oh, true.
That'll be fun. We can travel through time and space again.
I'm going to try and eat before I do it as well.
Does that mean we must be coming up a year of like Red
so.
Bar on
yeah,
PFM?
Totally. We'll have to all like bus in and bus home.
Yeah.
Well, not me, man. I got my bike in it.
Wow, you shouldn't really be riding.
You can still
on
get DIC'd on a bicycle.
Not on a footpath. responsibly.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Alex. Thanks, Red Bar. Thanks, Chi. We will see you up there.
Yeah, cool. Sounds good.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.